It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Calling it the most cost-effective way for California to fight climate change, a nonpartisan fiscal analyst is recommending lawmakers renew the state's cap-and-trade program. Ben Bradford has more from Sacramento.
Under the cap-and-trade program, companies buy credits from the state which permit their emissions. The program is not only set to expire in 2020, it also faces a lawsuit challenging its legitimacy. Businesses argue buying pollution credits is equivalent to paying a tax, but lawmakers didn't authorize the program with the two-thirds majority vote necessary to create one. So, in a new report, the state legislative analyst's office is suggesting lawmakers extend the program using a two-thirds vote, killing both metaphorical birds with one bill. Last week, a coalition of Democrats suggested they would support the program's extension only if more funding and benefit reach lower-income communities that often have worse air quality. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
About 180,000 people are currently part of an emergency evacuation downstream from an eroding pair of spillways adjacent to the Lake Oroville Dam in Northern California. Engineers are working to drop the reservoir's surface level by 50 feet in the coming days. The Department of Water Resources says it could take up to 2 weeks or longer, depending on future weather conditions. Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa's district includes a large portion of the affected evacuation zone. He says the immediate goal is to get through this crisis without any loss of life or undue harm.
But also to immediately, when this is over with, to move forward and restore the function of the spillway and the dam, because we'll have till next November to have something that works, depending on what next year's rainfall is going to be.
Surface level at California's second largest reservoir fell below the height of the emergency spillway last night. This gives engineers time to assess the situation and come up with possible emergency fixes. Roughly 100,000 cubic feet of water per second is being sent over the primary spillway that began showing signs of major erosion last Tuesday. Officials note the clarity of the water coming down the base of the chute at this time shows the rate of erosion has slowed. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.